98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by Brooklyn Betting. American built for American dreams.
It's Maloney time for your Rush Hour Reboot. Every headline, every big story, everything you need to know that's happened in the last 24 hours, she's got it.
A wild finish in Milwaukee gets the Suns their latest win in a playoff-like environment as they defeated the Bucks last night 128-127 in overtime. Here's Suns head coach Monty Williams.
It was everything that the playoffs are, you know, emotion, physical, players making plays, you know, late game situations. It was all of that.
Was this the best win of the Suns season thus far?
Man, beating Utah was pretty cool.
Wow, bloody.
Beating Utah, very, very cool right there. I'm going to have to go with Utah beating the Jazz.
Bad day for me when I have to agree with Wolf. But, yeah, I think beating the Jazz because it's Western Conference. And both games are similar since they were in overtime. And both games are similar because it was against a nemesis of DeAndre Ayton, Rudy Gobert, and Giannis. And DA came out ahead, for the most part, yesterday and definitely against Gobert.
And the number one overall seed in the NBA.
Suns point guard Chris Paul continues to add to his first ballot Hall of Fame career as he passed Magic Johnson for fifth on the NBA all-time assists list.
You know what I mean? It'll never be another Magic. Showtime. You know what I mean? As a kid, you're trying to do these no-look passes. You know, Magic out there with the two big knee braces on. You know, just, I don't know, man. It's surreal. You know what I mean? And I think it's dope that my kids get an opportunity to see what's going on.
Your reaction.
My reaction to that is how cool it is to hear Chris Paul say that, because Chris Paul, you know, in normal years, he's still unbelievably young, not basketball years, but he's 35. And to hear him talk about growing up doing no-look passes like Magic when he's 35, Magic's first game as a Laker is when I was 7 years old. I mean, the heart of Showtime is me as a 12- and 13-year-old, and boy, did it affect life. How did you not, when you had the ball in your hand, want to look like Magic? And Chris Paul is well over 10 years younger than I am, and he's talking about the effect of Magic on him.
You know, it's so cool because one of the five pillars that Monty has in his culture is gratitude. And what's amazing about it is you've got Chris Paul, maybe the best, arguably, one of the best point guards, if not the best point guard ever. And now all of a sudden he's showing such gratitude for guys that have come before him.
He said he's going to have Magic actually, he's going to ask Magic to sign the ball for him.
I mean, think about that.
That's cool.
That's gratitude.
And there's no way Chris Paul's better than Magic Johnson.
Alert, alert. We have a new mock draft. I repeat, we have a new mock draft.
Another day, another mock draft, guys. This time, we're going to NFL.com as Peter Schrager has the Cardinals trading up to number 7 to draft
Jaylen Waddle, wide receiver, Alabama.
At 5'10 and 182 pounds, Waddle is thrilling with game-breaking talent and will come into the NFL as one of the fastest receivers to ever play the game, according to NFL analyst Lance Zierlein. He demonstrates impressive fluidity to maintain speed through transitions, as 11 of his 20 career touchdowns went for 50-plus yards. Waddle was a strong contributor on offense during his time at Alabama, but he also made his presence known on special teams, as he led the FBS in punt return average in 2019. Waddle is coming off an ankle injury that cost him 6 games in 2020, but there is no doubt he can instantly upgrade a team's scoring potential. NFL comp, Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
Do you think Jaylen Waddle is worth moving up for?
I think Jaylen Waddle is a game changer. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And once again, having a guy that has elite speed, rare speed, that can actually play the position and is a football player, and I believe Jaylen Waddle is that guy, to actually have that combination over the top of maybe the best receiver in the National Football League and DeAndre Hopkins, yeah, you know what? It's going to be worth that to some people to move up to number 7. It would be, right? It depends what team you're talking about. That's the difference.
I totally think he's going to be a great player, but the answer to the question is no. Think about last year's draft. Justin Jefferson was the 22nd pick. There were three teams that swore up and down there are three other receivers that are dramatically better than Justin Jefferson. Granted, it's only 1 year, but they were all proven dead wrong about that decision. This draft is so deep at receiver, I'm not trading up to get one all the way from 16 to 7 because you're talking about a team in the Cardinals that has very little 2021 draft capital. I don't think that's a good trade. I think it's a bad mock draft from Peter Schrager. Like, not quite embarrassing to his family, but that was clueless on his part.
Well, it's one of the reasons why, if you're not an analyst, you would not understand the effect of a Henry Ruggs III and what he could have on your offense.
With the draft a little over a week away, there are a lot of questions as to who the 49ers could select at number three. But after Trey Lance's second pro day, some believe it has become more clear. Here's ESPN's Mike Greenberg.
Lance usually works with a quarterback coach named Quincy Avery. Works with a lot of quarterbacks. So is John Beck, and he is directly connected to Kyle Shanahan from the 49ers. The 49ers and Shanahan gave Beck what they wanted Lance to work on ahead of time. If a decision had been made, then there's no reason for them to be going through this exercise, which tells me that they not only haven't decided on Mac Jones, but that the absolute advantage in this scenario is to Lance. It is his spot to lose.
Where do you think they'll go at number three?
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Fine, I'll go Trey Lance.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, I love what Greenberg is saying. I totally believe they're going into that. I don't agree with him when he says it's Trey Lance's spot to lose. I think it's Trey Lance's spot to compete with. I think because think about this. What if they're going in saying Mac Jones is our guy, but this is our last check to make sure? Then that doesn't mean it's Trey Lance's spot to lose.
Yeah, I like Trey Lance an awful lot. I really do. I just think a scheme fit is as good as it can possibly get with Mac Jones. We'll see.